You're listening to SBS News.
3, 2, 1, begin! After the coronavirus pandemic forced the cancellation of nearly all large July 4th events last year, Americans have been back outside marking their nation's birthday. A scaled-back annual hot dog eating contest, thrilling socially distanced crowds on Brooklyn's Coney Island.
With 76 Nathan's Hot Dogs and Bun. A new world record.
President Joe Biden set a goal for 70% of adults to have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot by Independence Day. But his government's fallen short, with the number sitting at around 67%. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeffrey Zients has renewed calls for people to get vaccinated.
If you have been fully vaccinated, you are protected. If you're not vaccinated, you are not protected. So we're going to double down on our efforts to vaccinate millions of more Americans across July and August so people get that protection and can enjoy life returning to normal.
In Brazil, which is facing the world's second deadliest outbreak after the United States, protesters have taken to the streets, calling for the impeachment of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro amid allegations of irregularities in procurement of a COVID-19 vaccine. The president has denied any wrongdoing or knowledge of corruption. This protester says the crisis has been made worse by a slow vaccine rollout.
Brazilian people could have been vaccinated a long time ago. Many people could be alive now, and they're not. Besides not bringing the vaccines on time to our population, he is a disservice to the awareness of people.
A member of Britain's government says mask wearing will become a matter of personal choice in England once coronavirus restrictions are removed there. More restrictions will end in England on July 19 on what's being dubbed Freedom Day. Housing Minister Robert Jenrick says the data that will determine if final lockdown restrictions can be lifted on that date is looking very positive.
It does seem as if we can now move forward and move to a much more permissive regime where we move away from many of those restrictions that have been so difficult for us and, as you say, learn to live with the virus.
Across the English Channel, final preparations are underway for the Cannes Film Festival. The world's biggest film festival was cancelled last year due to COVID-19, and this year's event is taking place in July instead of May. With France's coronavirus curfew lifted last week, thousands of participants should be able to mingle round the clock. But it's not business as usual. People are required to keep masks on indoors, and organisers have set up a vaccination site and testing centre near the venue. British filmmaker Joel van der Molen is delighted to be taking part.
This year is very exciting because everybody was like, is it going to happen? Isn't it going to happen? And finally, yes. I kind of knew it was going to happen, I could feel it. And now to be here is incredible.
Capacity crowds are also set to return at Wimbledon. The All England clubs announced relaxed restrictions on attendance from the singles quarterfinals onwards. After a successful opening week, the championship's been given permission to raise capacity from 50% to 100% on centre court and number one court. Wimbledon's being used as a pilot event for the safe return of crowds. It'll mark the first time outdoor stadiums will be at full capacity at a sporting event in Britain since the pandemic shut down sports in the country in March last year. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.